We actually approached Scott because he's not getting the requisite medical attention where he's in the town. And aligned with our local jurisprudence, we required of for us to get his expert to attend to him at present where he's in the town, because we want him to be given the best of medical attention. So that's why we're in court. And, you know, under the custody of SSS, he has no access to he has no access to his brothers and sisters and wife. He only has limited access to his lawyers. So in that circumstance, he cannot be able to be given desired attention in the circumstance. And you understand that he was subjected to all forms of inhuman treatment and maltreatment. He was beaten mercilessly in Kenya, and which mental torture has continued as I speak to you. So we approached court yesterday to get the order of court to get his medical expert attend to him. Because without order of court, the SSS will not allow the expert to are ready and willing to give him medical attention to see him.
Some people are suggesting that since the charges against him are so egregious and that he has committed so many offenses, including what they say is terrorism against the country, all the rules of engagement or rules that ordinary criminals have available to them under the judicial system might not necessarily apply to him. What do you make of such analysis?
Under the Constitution, my client Nnamdi Kanu is still presumed innocent of all allegations, as serious as they may appear, against him, until when those allegations are proven before the law court. So he still enjoys his full right to be as a citizen who has not been convicted under the law. So he cannot, those who are expressing those opinions are those who have convicted him over the social media before he will face his trial. So, but as I speak to you, he is still innocent in the eyes of law.
The International Human Rights Commission, based in Geneva, has cleared both Nigeria and Kenyan authorities of diplomatic breaches in the arrest and repatriation of the leader of APOB, Nnamdi Kanu. What is your reaction to this?
You can understand that Kenyan government has come out to issue a statement denying the fact that Nnamdi Kanu was arrested in Kenya. So why absolving them at this stage? They've not responded to allegations against them, even before the International Court of Justice. So it's obvious that their opinion is biased and has been compromised. You have no doubt whatsoever that the Deputy Secretary of the United Nations is a Fulani woman and we understand their influence over some of these organizations. So what we are saying is that Nnamdi Kanu has been tortured. And Nigeria is a signatory to the United Nations Convention Against Torture and ratified the agreement in Nigeria in 2001. So the government of Nigeria and Kenya committed torture. We have evidence and also facts to suggest that the British government is in total incomplicity of what happened to Nnamdi Kanu. And we are taking it up on the international level in the course of time.
Femi Falana, a prominent Nigerian legal brain, is of the view that the arrest and repatriation of Nnamdi Kanu is illegal under Nigeria's constitution. Is that your stance as well?
It's not only illegal under our law, it's also illegal under the Kenyan law. The Kenyan laws on extradition provided offenses within which a citizen can be tried who is being accused of committing an offense or for running from justice, right? For running from justice can be extradited. And the offenses Nnamdi Kanu was accused at the point he was kidnapped in Kenya, they don't fall within the threshold of this offense listed under the Kenyan law. So, not only that Kenya committed this offense, Nigeria, as far as Nigeria was committed this offense, Kenya also committed the worst offense in this regard. So, in gross violation of its fundamental right, also gross violation of international convention and treaty, and as I already mentioned now.
Some Nigerian media reports that state security officials attacked your home, and that is meant to intimidate or harass the defense team of Nnamdi Kanu. Others are saying it's just a mere publicity stunt. How do you respond to that?
I had escaped two assassination attempts on my life. It's because I'm defending Nnamdi Kanu and I killed him. On December 2nd, 2019, my house was invaded. Over 4,000 persons were killed. Over 30 houses were burned by Nigerian security again. Then I think that wasn't enough. On the 6th of June, 2021, my house was also invaded. Where my PA was killed brutally, taken away from my house, put in my own vehicle. My vehicle was stolen in the course of the attack. Then put in the boot of my car, taken to a place to call